Hello.
G'day, mate. How are you?
How are you, mate?
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Yeah. Can I come in?
Yeah.
That he might hear stuff on the street and they'll ring you and go, hey, what's going on? And
Hey, sis, what's up?
Not much. How's it going?
Hi, how you going? My name's Caitlin Key.
Hey, how's it going? Nat here. Let's see what's making news.
Thanks for watching and I'll catch you later.
Basically saying Mother Nature, see you later.
See you guys. Bye now.
Bye.
See ya.
G'day you mob, how's it going? Pete here from Aussie English. Today I'm going to teach you a bunch of contracted phrases in Australian English. Wait, don't go, don't freak out, don't panic, Jesus. It's not another one of those I'm going to teach you wanna and gonna and lemme videos, okay? That's been done to death, I know, you can find them elsewhere. Today I'm going to teach you some of the more advanced, contracted, connected speech Australian English phrases that are used in greetings and goodbyes, okay? So without any further ado, let's get into it. So before we start, guys, don't forget to subscribe to the channel below. Click the bell button if you want to stay up to date with all the videos released. And like this video if you liked it and share it with someone who may get something out of it too. Also, there'll be a worksheet available down below that you can download to get all the phrases that we go through today, the different notes on all of these phrases, including the IPA transcripts and the example sentences. And lastly, don't forget to hang around to the very end where I will tell you my number one tip for learning Australian English. Let's get going. Okay, so number one is g'day. G'day. Now I've done a full video on the phrase g'day and how to pronounce this like an Australian. Up above here, you can just click that video and you'll be able to watch the full breakdown of that. But that is number one. This is a contraction of the word good and day. We would never say good day when greeting someone. And we say g'day. G'day. Okay, we can use this in the morning, we can use this during the day, and we can often use this at night as well. And it tends to be, although it sounds informal, it tends to be used with all different kinds of people and it sort of shows the laid-back nature of Australian English.
Hello.
G'day, mate. How are you?
How are you, mate?
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Yeah. Can I come in?
Yeah. So say g'day with me three times, okay? Listen and repeat after me. G'day. 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 Good job. Number two, what's going on? Now we can say this as just, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Hey mate, how's it going? What's going on? G'day mate, what's going on? But you will sometimes hear this get really contracted and almost made more nasal, right? To sort of accentuate that Australian accent. You'll hear this as scar non, right? It's almost like scar non, right? In a single word. Scar non. Scar non. So this phrase, what's going on? It's going on, is used to ask how someone is. It's similar to what's happening, right? Like what's going on in your life? What's happening in your life? What's going on? It's going on. So you could use this to ask about someone's recent activities, what they're up to, how their family is. It's sort of a very broad term about asking about their life currently. What's going on? And a common reply to this is, not much, right? What's going on? Not much. What's going on, mate? Not much. And a more informal Aussie one that you should use in informal company is bugger all. It's not that rude, but it's pretty Aussie. Bugger all. What's going on, mate? Oh, mate, bugger all. Nothing. Bugger all. So let's say this three times in a row after me, okay? Listen and repeat. What's going on? 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 Number three. And this one, I don't think Australians can claim that they created it. I'm pretty sure this one came from America, but it became very popular in Australia and we use it everywhere now, okay? So sorry Americans, we sort of co-opted that one. What's up? What's up? And it can get contracted further to just sup. Sup. Hey mate, sup. So this is as well like what's going on or scan on. This is an informal greeting, okay? What's up? Sup. I would never say this to my grandparents if I were catching up with them. I might say, g'day, how's it going? But I would never say, hey, Nana and Grandpa, sup. Or, hey, Nana and Grandpa, what's going on? I'd probably say, what's going on, if I was going to use that at all. Anyway, sup. Sup. What is up? This is similar to what is going on. What is happening? I'm asking about what you're up to at the moment. How's your life currently? You know, what activities have you been doing? How's your family? Everything like that. It's kind of encapsulated in that greeting expression, what's up? Sup. So for example, repeat after me. Hey Jeff, what's up? We'll do it three times. Hey Jeff, what's up? Hey Jeff, sup? Now, a little note about intonation here. If you are going to say the full phrase, what's up, depending on the intonation you use, because of the phrasal verb to be up, it can mean many different things, about three different things, to be honest. So we can have the first one, what's up, as in how are you. We could also use it if we were to use the intonation showing concern. Oh, what's up? What's up? Right? It kind of, what's up? It flicks up at the end there. What's up? Showing concern, okay? So I'm inquiring about your well-being. If I saw a kid crying in the street, maybe my son's hurt himself when he's on the ground crying, grabbing his knee, I might say, oh, Noah, what's up? Are you okay? What's up? And then the last one is that you can use this when asking what someone wants or what sort of problem they're having. So if I'm at work, someone walks up to me and they've got a bunch of papers, I might say, well, what's up? What's up? And that shows that I am curious about what the problem is, but I'm not concerned and I'm not saying hello, okay? All right, let's do each of these three times, starting with the greeting. Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Concerned. Oh, what's up? Oh, what's up? Oh, what's up? Asking what someone wants. Oh, what's up? Oh, what's up? What's up? They're kind of close, but just pay attention to that and keep that in mind when using this phrase in the future. All right, number four. How are you going? How are you going? This gets contracted quite often to how were you going? How were you going? And then further to just how ya going? Or how you going? How you going? How you going? This is a very classic Australian greeting. It's probably as common, potentially more common than how's it going? Okay? How are you going? How are you going? How are you going?
Hi, mate.
How are we doing?
How you going?
Good to see you again.
Yeah, you too.
Before we break it down, I would pick how you going 9 times out of 10 more than how are you going. And I would pick it 100 times out of 100 times more than how do you do, okay? I would never use how do you do in English. Probably shouldn't say never, but maybe if I was meeting the Queen of England or something, I would say, how do you do, Your Highness? I'm never going to use that with just strangers in Australia. It would be very weird. So let's break this phrase down. I've got four different contractions. We'll start with the main one, okay? We'll repeat each of them 3 times. Let's do it. How are you going? How are you going? How are you going? That's the full phrase, okay? Now let's contract going. How are you going? How are you going? How are you going? Now we're going to remove that R from the phrase, okay? That auxiliary verb, gone. How are you going? How are you going? How you going? And lastly, if we want to sound really broad in terms of our pronunciation, we can remove the H from the front of the word how. So now we can say, how you going? How you going? How you going? It's funny, it sounds better. You got to drop that voice. Make that voice really deep. How you going, mate? How you going? How you going? Very Australian. I should also give an honourable mention to the phrase, how are you? Obviously, we use this as well. It's just removing that going. We just think of how are you. What is your condition? How are you presently, right? How are ya? Okay, so we're going to contract this as well. How are you? We'd never say it like that. We would say, how are ya? How are ya? How are ya? And if we really want to make it broad, like we just went over, you can remove that H and it sounds like, how are ya? How are ya? How are ya? How are ya, mate? How are ya? All right, number 5, the last one of the greetings. How's it going? How's it going? Now, in the previous video I released, I covered this in detail. So this is a really good one to learn if you want to sound more like an Australian when greeting someone, especially with that 1-2 combo of g'day, how's it going? You can also check out the g'day video up here as well. This is one of Australia's biggest mysteries. How's it going? What does it refer to? Is it someone's day? Is it someone's life? Or is it something else? Comment below if you know or if you have any theories. How's it going? Who is it? What is it? It. How's it going? The trick here is to making sure that you say it in the middle, right? The word it gets contracted to it with that schwa sound. And then because there's a G sound after that T that is muted, it going, it going, the T disappears and we have a muted KG sound with the mouth. How's it going? 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 And like the previous two examples, we can make this sound even broader, even more Australian, if we remove that H from the front of the phrase and just say, how's it going? How's it going? Oh, g'day, Pete. How's it going? G'day, Jane. How's it going? How's it going? How's it going? Lastly, guys, I've got 3 different ways of saying goodbye that are really good in Australian English, okay? Number 1, catch you later. Catch you later. This is I will catch you later, as in I will see you at another time in the future. I'll catch you later. We'll never say catch you later. We'll say catch you later. Okay, so catch you. Catch ya, that U gets turned into a schwa sound and shoved onto the end of the word catch. Catch ya, catch ya. And the T in the word later becomes a T flap. Later, later. Catch ya later. Catch ya later. Say this with me 3 times. Catch ya later. Catch ya later. Catch ya later. Good work. Now, the second example here is see you later. See you later. A synonym for catch you later, right? Means the same thing. I'll see you later in the future at some possible unknown time. I'll see you later. We don't say I'll see you later. We can contract it down to see you later. So the same rules here. The U gets turned into a schwa sound in there instead of ooh, you're going to hear see ya, see ya, and later, the T turns into a D flap again, or a T flap, later, later, see ya later. Say this with me 3 times. See ya later, see ya later, see ya later. Lastly, we have a modification of see ya later, and that is adding the word on at the end. See you later on. I will see you later on. See you later on. So it almost sounds like a single long word. See you later on. See you later on. You might be thinking, what does the on add when we add that on to the end of the phrase, see you later on? Effectively, this is different from see you later because if we say I'll see you later on, I mean today. I will see you at a later time today, later on today. If I just say see you later, that could be I'll see you later today. It may be that I'll see you at some point in the future, Or it may just be a goodbye that I'm using and I'll never see you again, right? If I leave a store, I've gone on a holiday to Germany and I leave a store and the guy speaks Australian English, I might say to him, see you later. But I won't say see you later on because he'll be like, what? You're going to come to my house or something? Or are you coming back? See you later on. So say this with me three times, okay? See you later on. See you later on. See you later on. Now, one interesting thing that I've just thought of is that we have this family joke. My grandfather's name is Ronald, and they would call him Ron. And so you could not really tell if someone said to Ron, I'll see you later, Ron. He doesn't know, I guess, if someone is saying they'll see him later today, or they'll see him in the future, or goodbye. The one thing that I could notice here may be the intonation you would use when placing someone's name at the end of that phrase. You would say, see you later, Ron. See you later, Ron. It comes down a bit. See you later, Ron. See you later, Ron. Whereas if I was saying on at the end, as in I'll see you later on, it keeps going up. See you later on. See you later on. Anyway, bit of bonus there for you at the end. All right, guys, that is it for today. Don't forget, if you want the worksheet for today, you can download it below. I will include all of the different phrases here, how they're contracted. I'll also include the IPA transcription in Australian English for you pronunciation nerds so that you can practice understanding how the slight differences in pronunciation occur here. And my number one tip, guys, as I promised at the start for learning Australian English pronunciation, is to get my Aussie English pronunciation course. It includes all of the different consonants in Australian English, all of the vowels in Australian English, and 26 bonus advanced pronunciation lessons that cover things like the Australian R sound, or the Australian dark L, or the Australian syllabic N and L, okay? It is the number one place to go if you're working on your Aussie accent. You can check it out below. Besides that, don't forget to like the video, subscribe if you haven't already, and share it with someone who you think might enjoy this, and I'll see you later. Thanks for joining me, guys. See you later. See you later on.